110 schools, including four that are charter, are on notice by Wisconsin's Department of Public Instruction. That's because the schools aren't complying with state guidelines set up under the federal No Child Left Behind law. None of the schools on the list face sanctions yet. Only schools which fail to make adequate progress on standardized reading and math tests 2 years in a row face penalties. Deputy State School Superintendent Tony Evers says this recent report is just a watch list.
This is the notification we have to make, and just to let people know that whether it be test participation or their reading or math scores, they may need to have some greater emphasis to show that improvement.
Most of the schools listed on the preliminary progress report failed because so few students took the required tests. Stan Johnson, the executive director of the Wisconsin Education Association Council, says there's only so much schools can do to assure students attend.
As far as getting them there, that's not our responsibility. We create an environment for learning, and it is a parent's responsibility, I do believe, to make sure that the kids are available each and every day that we hold school.
To meet test-taking guidelines under No Child Left Behind, student attendance has to be 95%. WEAC, the state's largest teachers union, has been highly critical of the federal law for relying too much on standardized tests. Johnson says that forces many educators to teach for good test scores, not real learning. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.